Hello, everybody, indeed. Welcome to the Notes on Robotics Notes podcast on Metanorn for episodes 17 and 18. My name is Darrow, and I'm here with Faux Shizzle.
Hey, what's up?
And it's just the two of us this week for two episodes worth of discussion. Sorry we haven't, we didn't update for 17, but we got your back here for 17 and 18, listeners.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So with 17, what we're going to do with 17 is we're going to have sort of an abbreviated discussion because we're going to focus more on the current episode. It's been a couple weeks since 17 came out, and I'm sure many people have seen it and seen different blogs or stuff. So what we know from episode 17 was that Subaru got hurt. There's no death for him.
Yeah, they just showed a shot of him like in the hospital. He's kind of just laying there. He's got a broken leg and everything else. Yeah. And, of course, his dad is not letting any of the club members see him. So, you know, he's pretty pissed off about the whole robot thing. And I can imagine so. I mean, he did tell his son not to do it anymore. And he just kind of like, nah, I don't need to listen to you anymore. You know, that type of thing.
And then we have a moment in the episode where Kai goes back to unlock Kimijima Co. Report number 7. And Sawada finds him and basically pressures him, but Kai does not fold to said pressure and is able to just sort of stay clear for at least now.
Yeah, that was an intense scene. I was like, oh my god, what's going to happen to him? You know, because clearly they're not afraid to kill off characters, but I kind of knew Kai would be safe for a little bit longer.
And then Misa does call him and actually kind of says, hey, you know, keep this stuff a secret.
Right. Another warning.
And then the episode title was, as of today, the Robotics Club is disbanded. Spoilers, anime. The club was disbanded.
Yep. Due to the, you know, the someone getting hurt, someone died near, you know, it's all this stuff that piled up on top of that. And, of course, Aki being hurt, she just doesn't like that idea at all. She's worked too hard for this robot, and part of me was kind of angry at that principle, but, you know, after hearing some people talk about it, you have to realize that she's only doing it for safety of the students. She's just doing her job.
Yeah.
Even though I was like, you're going to take it apart, I'm like, you realize how much money the thing costs, that type of thing, but, yeah.
And as you mentioned, Aki still wants to do the Robotics Club, and she still wants Kai to be there, so Kai challenges her at Kill Ballad, and she wins.
Right, she's surprised when she wins, but we all know Kai, come on, he got a soft spot for Aki, right?
Yeah, so that happens, and then the one of the Michi actually comes back with the money that they had won from the expo when they finished second place way at the early episodes of the show, so that's what they use as funding to get back to work on Gunpro 2.
Right, and I was looking at, I was thinking about it when Doc showed up. I'm like, couldn't he just buy it off of him? Technically, they wouldn't have to destroy it. And he could just take it and be like, well, I'm fixing it. So it doesn't work for the school, so it works perfectly fine.
And then to close off the episode, Kai went back to unlock the Kimijima Co. report number 7. And what the report is not an actual report, it's a trigger that actually sends the report out worldwide.
Yep, I was expecting something else, like a, you know, full-on nuclear launch, follow-up nuclear weapons on the Earth, but like, like, oh, congratulations, you blew up the Earth, like, oh, but no, it was just a trigger, like you said, a trigger for the reports.
And then as we transfer into episode 18, which was titled "The True Gun Varrel's in There," we see news people talking about the report spreading worldwide, and now they're basically public.
Yeah, and the public kind of treats it as, oh, they're just joking around. We don't believe this stuff. It's the urban legend type thing.
Yeah, because for them, it's not like, I mean, even Kai himself can't fully grasp the idea of what's going on here. So you have people who have no idea whatsoever. It, you know, it could be written by Nostradamus for all they care.
Right.
So with episode 18, and we see this a bit with episode 17, is sort of the Aki Kai route in the anime. It kind of feels like these past two episodes. So they're going back to the Robo Expo with number 2, and they have to share a bed, and it's just a big single bed.
Right.
It's a big queen size one bed.
And I love that teacher's response. Any sexual content, I'll kick you guys be kicked out of the
You'll be
school.
expelled,
I
yeah.
was like, oh my God. Then Aki kind of looks at him like, so what now what? And he's just like,
Yeah,
oh
it's kind
jeez.
of like any lesser anime would have some situation where it's the guy sleeps on, the commonly it would be guy sleeps on floor, girl
Right.
sleeps on bed, but they actually discuss it and work out the sleeping on the bed together because as kids, it's what they did, so.
Right.
And then there's a scene later on about Kai having sort of nightmares about Mizuka's death, and there's a good moment with Aki and Kai.
Right, that little I'll stay up with you all night type of thing.
And then
You're
they'll
suffering, I know it, so.
pull an all-nighter watching anime.
Right. Yeah, his reaction is kind of like, ugh, like not that again.
Right, so we get to the Robo Expo, and that's where Kai finds out that, well, I think most people know that Misaki is going to be there, so Kai actually sort of looks around and finds her in a parking lot, and they actually have a talk.
Right, like I put on a note there that we don't know exactly what they talked about because they kind of didn't show us the whole conversation. So I'm assuming they're going to shoot the flashback at 19, the full conversation. Maybe he learned something that he's supposed to keep Aki from, because he does kind of like stop her. You know, she's later on. She wants to go see her sister, and he's like grabs her arm, like maybe now's not the right time.
Yeah, and you gotta think that maybe Misa opens up a little bit about what she's been doing
Oh
with
yeah.
this exoskeleton organization. And then we also know that Kai visited the real Iri in the hospital. She knows about Ko, but she has no memories from her AI, which
Right,
is,
it makes sense. I'm
yeah.
kind of speculating that maybe they could download it to their brain, but I was like, eh, that sounds a little too far-fetched for me.
Yeah, and it's not really important story-wise because he's already accomplished what he did with Iruo, which is the reports.
Right.
And now we move on to the big expo stuff. This is sort of the robot building portion of the show when it's not dealing with conspiracies and gloom and doom of 2019 and 2020. They do mention this episode that I think it's one of the first times in a while that it is 2020 by this point,
Right.
so a few months or even a year has progressed. So Team Exoskeleton shows off a pretty interesting spider-looking robot that looks like it's controlled by a girl, has many different things on her fingers that she can use.
Yeah, like a power glove. Look kind of interesting.
It's like Connect to the Future.
Yeah.
And then you see all these different robots and stuff, and then Aki is showcasing Gun Varil, and a lot of people are familiar with it from the murder case, and now Gun Varil's kind of a bad thing to bring up.
And then they have that whole scene where she's fixing it, and the guy throws them at her. I was just like, the whole time just screaming at my computer, like, who the hell does that, really? Throws something at someone while they're on a ladder, like, yeah, good job.
Just like, yeah, this stupid hillbilly just
Right.
doesn't know any better. No decency on that guy.
Yeah.
So they actually do kind of show off the robot, and it looks pretty good, and everybody kind of gets into the spirit of Genki Punch, even Kai and the other guys.
Yeah, it was. That was good.
It's like a real funny moment. She turns around, they're like, oh, that
And
was
Kai's just like,
embarrassing.
I was just doing it because everyone else was. Like, it's a difficult scene to write a line.
And actually, when they show it off, people are kind of like, oh, this is kind of interesting. Then you see Gun Varil, and most people, they're just like, no, let's walk away. But there is one kid who's super enthusiastic about it.
Right, and I think for Aki, it probably reminds her when she was a kid how excited she would get over like robots and things like that.
Yeah. Which I think, like, for any famous person, like, having a kid love your stuff is just like the greatest thing.
Oh yeah.
And then we move toward the final scene of the episode, which is sort of Kai and Aki find Misa in a hallway, and she's got this really nice suit on. It looks like a full robot suit from neck to toe, and Misa won't face them and talk to them, and then all of a sudden Sawada comes in, and it looks like she's gonna get shot or something, unless that suit makes her really fast and she can run away.
Yeah, that's what I was speculating. She could just probably run fast, and the hallway's curved too, so she can probably get away a little faster with that too.
Mm-hmm.
It almost makes you wonder why she's doing what is she doing, what's with the advanced suit and things like that.
Yeah,
I have a theory that she might be trying to steal the robot that they built.
Mm-hmm.
But they showed an earlier scene where she's in a robot, and they called it something else. They called it Project Wyvern, because the original robot is Sumi Miyagi. So I was like, does she have a different robot that she's not shown, or what? Makes you wonder.
Yeah, something secret. But it's the first instance that we've seen where she is starting to go against a company that she works for. Like, if Sawada is pulling out a gun, then it must be serious.
Right, he was just stealing a secret or something like that he doesn't want leaked out.
And anything else from the episode that I should mention?
Nothing really. Just it kind of ends on that note where you're like, oh, come on, I want more.
Yeah, no Frau. She took an episode off. I think it was mainly for Aki and Kai.
Oh, definitely.
But yeah, we don't really have any Aki-isms or any kind of isms, nothing, no memorable quotes, except for Genki Punch, which they did a lot, which was fun. I feel like we're kind of back to where we were many episodes ago, where we would say, okay, there's interesting stuff, but at the same time, it's not an amazing episode.
Yep, things happen, but things don't really happen, you know, that happens. We're there, but yeah, it's getting close to the end. I know it's only got 22 episodes, so kind of disappointing, but at the same time, I'm ready to see the secrets now. I'm kind of tired of being kept in the dark.
And I've mentioned before about how we've gotten into this conspiracy stuff, and now how any episodes about the robot building portion would be kind of boring. And even though I understand, what I do understand is that they're setting up stuff by putting these characters at these locations and in this situation in order to create more of the drama and you know, flesh out more of the conspiracy details.
Yeah, I think definitely 19 is probably going to be like I said, Missy is going to probably talk about more with him in the car, reveal like the main plot, like I'm doing this to save the world or something. So keep Aki away from me for now. And, you know, I'll probably talk to her later, but the way they're going now might be a bad end for her, you know, if she does get shot. So.
All right, so I believe this could be one of the shorter notes on robotics notes. Maybe I shouldn't have been so skimpy on episode 17.
No problem.
I think we've hit many of the main points for the episode.
Yep, Kyokai would be happy Subaru's not dead, so.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, we had our fingers crossed, and all things panned out there.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully we'll be able to see him again in the series.
Yeah, I want to see Juna. I'm waiting to see her. And I was like, where has she gone this year, whatever, how long it's been.
Yeah.
So, waiting for that.
Alright, so for Fosh, I'm Jero, and hopefully we'll see you for episode 19 next week.
Alright. それはふとした瞬間に君がつぶやくいくつもの言葉それがいつしか価値観さえも超えてしまうんだよいくつもの別れを告げ僕らは明日へ集まる
はこの場所に着く